We will be on page 24, but I was reminded, thank you, that I forgot to mention a couple of Mishnah Berurahs on the previous halacha. And that is, Mishnah Berurah brings up two important points. One is, they used to have a minug, Mishnah Berurah talks about it, that everybody in shul used to say the brachas in the morning out loud, and everybody would answer amen. Imagine how much time that would take. So the Mishnah Berurah brings up a number of issues, and that is, if you already made the brachas, so you shouldn't have in mind to be yotze with the brachas because you did it already. And he brings up other cases like that. But again, the important thing is a concept which you've heard before and we'll discuss again as we travel through Mishnah Berurah and Mishnah Hashem again. And that is, if somebody's making a bracha for someone else, so let's say, a lot of examples, let's say Kiddush, Havdalah, Kriyas Megillah, right? All these examples. So the person who's making the bracha has to have the people in mind and the people who are being yotze the bracha have to have in mind that they're being yotze the bracha and they have to answer amen, not baruch shmo. The analogy I give is football, there's a passer and a receiver. You need both. So same thing with brachas. Then the Mishnah Berurah also brings up something very important. And that is in Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph. And that is, he brings up the issue of slichos. And that is that, it was interesting, I was speaking to Ron Drury, and I said, you know, he called me about something, and I said, you know, Ron, it's like 12 o'clock after, it was 12:15, something like that. He said, yeah, I'm up anyways. So I thought because of work or in America time, he said, no, I have to go to Slichos in a half an hour. So, you know, so again, whether them or other situations where maybe you say Slichos very early in the morning and it's before sunrise, could be. So then the issue is, you say Psukim. And the issue was, is that the Mishnah Berurah says that some people used to say slichos, and then they'd wash their, say the bracha, right? Like we said before, some people used to make all the brachas in the morning, including on the tisadai, masha yasar, all those, they used to make them in shul, not upon doing whatever they did, right? Waking up in the morning or, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says there was an issue, and the issue is that part of the brachas that they would say in shul would be birchas haTorah. What's the problem? Problem is you're saying slichos before birchas haTorah. And obviously in slichos, we have psukim. We have psukim. So the question is, could you say slichos before Birchas haTorah? And evidently, it seems like people used to do this, right? In other words, again, based upon the halacha that we learned before on page 22 in base, that people used to make all the morning brachas in shul all together, you know, like not all together, everybody simultaneously, that we talked about just before, but again, make all the brachas together. So, included again is Birchas haTorah. If Birchas haTorah is included, so you didn't say Birchas haTorah and you're saying Slichas. So it's very interesting. The Chofetz Chaim says, Yesh liyashev ksas. You can answer a little bit the fact that people are saying Psukim without Birchas haTorah. And that is, he says, also Psukim ain't omrim osam el derach tfila. That you're saying those psukim not as learning, but as tefillah. And therefore, v'lo nischayvu bahem birchas haTorah. So he says that some poskim would say that since, he says, l'fi das ezo poskim, according to some, since you're saying it in a manner of tefillah, not in a manner of learning Torah, so therefore, it wouldn't be a violation of learning Torah before Birchas HaTorah. But again, the Mishnah Berurah says, comes out that it's better not to do this. Ela yesh lo levarach beveso miyah bekumo, should say, when you wake up in the morning, again, Mishnah Berurah seems to be going like our minhag, we say, al netias adayim, asher yasar, lekayim neshama, birchas haTorah. We say those things. Again, the other brachos, those on the sakrivino, we say in shul, but at least those brachos I just mentioned, al netias adayim, asher yasar, lekayim neshama, birchas haTorah, you should say at home as soon as possible to avoid a number of issues. Now, don't forget, another issue is if you wait to say them in shul, so it could be by the time you get to shul, you have to go to the bathroom again. So, you know, like, again.
They should still be after alos?
Those you can say before alos.
All of them?
I think so, yeah. Birchas haTorah, for sure you can.
Yeah,
Birchas haTorah. We have to check up about, I think once you're up. He says, Elo yesh levarach bebeso miyad bekumo. Wake up, Harry. Okay, so let's go on to again, page 24. Yesh noagim mishla achar shabirach echad birchas hashachar v'anu achar avam. Yeah, this is the thing I was talking about before. There was a custom that after everyone made the birchas hashachar for themselves and they answered amen, choser echad me'onim amen u'mavarach me'onim achar avam. So another person, like I said before, would go back and say the brachas all over again. They answer amen. And they would do that again. And for everybody in the shul, they would, again, people complain how long davening takes. Is, you know, like, the ainla arar alayhem v'lo mar shekvar yatsu be'amein shanu tchila. You can't complain against this minhag and say, but you answered amen to the first guys as a bracha, so you already, mibnei shamavarach ainu machavin lehotzi achen. Because the person, when he's making the brachas, he does not have in mind to be yotzei everybody. He's making it for himself. And they're answering amen. You know, I guess it would work out nicely for, you know, the requisite amount of amens you have to answer the day. So you'd rack it up. And even if he did have it in mind for other people, they don't have it in mind, as I mentioned before, to be yotze with his bracha, because I'm going to make my own brachas. Okay, good. Let's go on to Zion, Simon Zion. Din levarach birchas asher yatzar kol yom achar atas mayim. Kol hayom, during the course of the day, the entire day, kishosar tzarchav, when you go use the restroom, bein katan, bein gedolim, whether you, no matter how you relieved yourself, still, Mevarach Hashayatzar. You still make a bracha Hashayatzar. As we know, every time we go to the bathroom, if we use the facilities, so we make the bracha Hashayatzar. But v'lo on the Tiyas Adayim, but you don't make the bracha on the Tiyas Adayim. That bracha you only make in the morning when we wake up. Af imrotza lilmod olis pal miyad. Even if you want to learn or daven right away. And the Ramah adds something which you probably figure. Hayu yadav meluchachos, if from going to the bathroom, sheshiv sheh baham, because you cleaned yourself, so therefore your hands are dirty. Afilu hachi enu mevarach al netilas adayim, and you wash your hands, which obviously you better do. But still, even in that case, you do not make an al netilas adayim. We pass in the al netilas adayim is only once a day. Again, we're not talking about if you're washing for bread. That's something else. But again, al netilas adayim, as we see when waking up in the morning, for using the facilities. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out something important. And that is that if a person didn't make an al netilas adayim, if he didn't make an asher yatzar, person went to the bathroom, and they, for whatever reason, you know, things happen. You didn't make an al netilas asher yatzar, and then before you made the Asher Yatzar, you feel like you have to go to the bathroom again. So then you don't make an Asher Yatzar. You don't make an Asher Yatzar because, again, you have to go to the bathroom again. Then there's also another issue of that your body's not clean. If you need to go to the bathroom, you should go to the bathroom, as we mentioned before. And the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. We'll learn about it later in Sa'i Beis. And that is, once a person feels they have to go to the bathroom, so then you're not allowed to learn Torah. You're not even allowed to learn Torah. I'd say, well, you're not like, why? You're not like, oh, whatever. So again, I'm learning Torah. So the answer is no. I want to say something else. Now, the question is, let's say, the Mishnah Berurah brings up, and the Marsham also, I think, discussed it, and that is, let's say, a person's eating, right? And they finished eating, but they didn't have an opportunity to make an ending bracha, make a bracha chrono, whatever they're eating, and then they had to go to the bathroom. Or it could be the other way around, that let's say they finished eating, they forgot to make an ending bracha, and then they had to go to the bathroom, so they went to the bathroom. So in other words, in both cases, the question is as follows. What takes precedent? What do you make first, the Asher Yatzar or the ending bracha on the food? So the Mishnah Berurah says that you make the Asher Yatzar first. Why? So if you recall, we have a rule. We have a rule. Tadir Shein Tadir, whichever comes more often. So it's very interesting. So the Chofetz Chaim says, the Poskim say, that we make an Asher Yatzar more often than, I guess that tells you about our American eating habits, that you make an Asher Yatzar more often than an ending bracha on a food. I don't know if that's true anymore, the way people, but that's a separate shmooze. Okay, I'm paying you back. I went a little overtime. Again, I apologize for being late, but Meretz Hashem will pick this up tomorrow, Meretz Hashem.